Morning, everybody. Welcome. Usual rules apply, but there are new members today, so I'll go through just to clarify certain points. This board is the final board for decision-making as far as the allocation of funding and the voting members are all democratically elected members. There are two members from HEFE and a business rep here. We have a strong voice, as you, those of you who've been before know that you know, we don't pull our punches in making our comments and so on, but the final decision-making and votes come from the democratically elected members. And as we go through each item on the agenda, I will ask for a show of hands so that we are very clear. Can I point out that the meeting is being recorded, and so as you speak, if you remember, and I'm the world's worst, but if as you speak, if you can adjust each time, just say Miles Chair, but I will say Jeff Miles Chair if I'm making a comment, so that it's clear on the recording who is speaking at whatever point. I will start going through the agenda, but in a moment, and I will welcome the new board members, but as usual, I'd like to go round the room so that we all introduce ourselves, if you could speak loudly and clearly, and that will include everyone else around the room, I'll move on through the agenda after that. Let's start with Tony.
Tony Ball, Cabinet Member for Economic Development, Essex County Council.
Simon Cook, Representative for Further Education Skills.
Roger Garth, Leader, King County Council.
Paul Glasshill, Leader, Thurrock Council.
Ron Woodley, Deputy Leader, Southend-on-Sea, Dyer Council.
Sarah Dance, I believe I'll be taking over as Deputy Chair soon. Of SELEP.
Adam Bryan, Chief Executive of SELEP.
Jeff Miles, Chair, Accountability Board, Vice Chair at the present time for Kent and Medway.
Rhiannon Watt, Southend SELEP.
Stephanie Michener, Representative of 1 officer of the Accountability Board.
Charlotte Moody for ECC ELS.
Lisa Siggins, Democratic Services, ECC.
Keith Glazier, Leader of East Sussex Town Council.
Rodney Chambers, Medway Council.
Rosemary Nunn, the Higher Education Representative.
Helen Dyer, SELEP.
Amy Ferraro, SELEP.
Stephen Bishop from SCEAR, the LEPS Independent Technical Evaluator.
Richard Hicks, Deputy Chief Executive of Medway Council.
Jeffrey
Jacob,
Medway Council.
Sonny Yee, Medway Council.
And Nigel Stewartson, Bates.
Suzanne Bennett, SELEP.
Amy Bernardo, Council Body, Essex County Council.
Dawn Norris, Council Body, Essex County Council.
Fernando Mazzoni, Council Body, Essex County Council.
Lee Virtue, Kent County Council.
Kerry Clark, Essex County Council.
Joe Spear, Essex County Council.
Bill Wallace, Essex County Council.
Richard Longman, Centre Baker Kent Partnership.
Rob Woodis, Essex County Council.
Chris Williams, Essex County Council.
Tim Rignall,
Stephen Taylor from Thurrock.
Thank you. So, Wesley, welcome, and Simon, welcome, new board members, well, you'll see how it all works as of today, right? I've told you that the board meeting is being recorded, so nice and loud and clear, please. Sarah Dance, who sort of hesitated as we went round the room. Sarah has been appointed as new Deputy Chair of SELEP, and as you know, that she will be taking over the chair of this board under the new governance structure. So I'll be standing down as of today. And as indeed, there won't actually be three vice chairs of the LEP going forward. There will be the deputy chair, and then obviously there'll be the chairs of the federated area boards, KMET, East Sussex and Essex and OSE, Opportunity South Essex, which is the other board, which is slightly different. We've always had three vice chairs, and now there will be the representatives from across the board from Opportunity South Essex and Essex, but the figures stack up, so that's the way it will work going forward. We've had apologies from David Finch, so Tony, you're standing in there. There have been no public questions raised, so we can go ahead without having to deal with that. Can I just ask, I take it you've all read the minutes, are we happy? Does anybody have anything within the minutes to change? Roger, sorry.
Yeah, right, Roger Goff, Kent County Council. Just wanted to check. I did remember raising during the discussion looking towards the budget, the 2021 budget, about the local area support grant, which what exactly is going to be happening on that, which was, I don't think it's recorded in the minutes. I do know also that Rodney James has been raising the question overall about the budget. So I appreciate we're in a difficult position at the moment because the government grant not having come through, etc. But could I ask that we do discuss these matters at the next accountability group?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we're in a position where we've got some confirmation from government of a budget for next year at that point. So.
To be fair, I do appreciate the difficulty on it, but as I say, the point I raised last time doesn't seem to be recorded there, so if we could just ensure that we discuss that and the related points next time. Clearly, if there is an issue over government still not making things clear, then we'd have to think about that, but subject to that, I'd certainly like to be able to discuss it next time.
And to be fair, that discussion has happened and in such a way that everyone recognises it's a rock and a hard place. Everyone supports and moves forward. However, the debate after that, how it's managed to be had.
Rodney Chambers, I would hope, through you, Chairman, that Adam would let us know, rather than waiting for the next meeting to discuss this, that when and if he hears from central government on the funding issue, that he would let us know there and then what the position is.
Certainly will.
Yeah, well, and in fairness, I think that has happened over the years gone by. The moment we've had that information, it has been put out to members. But other than that, so we're happy that it's not in the minutes, but it will be included after the next
session. So
I can sign.
So we record that we discuss that next time.
Okay. So we'll have to do that. So I'll sign these. Thank you. Declarations of interest. Are there any members regarding any of the items going forward? I always find this one difficult because I think we're all interested in everything that's going on in going through, so everybody has something to say. It's just whether it's pecuniary, so we don't have to worry about. So does anybody want to make a statement about any of the items? I'm just, for the record, I'm going to say obviously there are items to do with Kent and Medway. I am chair of KMET, so I will make comment that I don't have a vote on that going forward. And I'm sure I will be making comments about some of the other details probably going through. So, but the final vote goes to the democratically elected members, so I don't think there's any problem. And I will be standing down. There is one item for me, which Rosemary has very kindly agreed to. Item 15, just because further down in the times past I had some interest in it and I don't want to be perceived as having influence over that item. Okay, there we go. So item 5.